So, Matt Pride, you must feel relieved that Zone One has returned to Orange.
Yeah, we were pretty excited when we saw the switch over there a little while ago. We weren't too sure what we were going to do about Winterfest. We had some virtual plans, but it's definitely nice to be able to do some stuff in person.
Yeah, like I remember you saying at a council meeting, well, we're planning for Orange, even before we were in Orange, because you wanted to make sure you had all your bases covered. But then, of course, we went to Red. So, obviously, a lot of these things that will be on offer at Winterfest this weekend probably wouldn't have been offered in Red.
No, almost none of it really. I mean, with Red, there's with Red restrictions, it's almost impossible to have an in-person event. So we wanted to plan for the Orange, even when we were yellow, just to basically make sure that as long as we were able to have people to participate in an in-person event, that we would have in-person events ready for them. So we didn't want to get into a situation where we were going to need to cancel another event.
A heartbreak.
Yeah.
So Winterfest starts, in earnest on Thursday. Things get going. Can you give us an idea of what some of the highlights are? What can we expect?
Sure. Well, Thursday's always a quieter day for Winterfest, and I guess with COVID going on, there really isn't much going on other than a lunchtime skate, and hopefully the Sackville Film Society is up and running. I'm not sure if they are or not, but most of the highlights take place over the weekend. So, Friday night we have a moonlight snowshoe out at Beech Hill Park, and then on Saturday there's a guided cross-country ski event up at the ski trails on the top of Walker Road, and we have a waterfowl park bird tour, a family day event up at Beech Hill Park where we have five different stations set up, and we'll be rotating through the stations to keep people socially distanced. And then on Sunday there's a winter scavenger hunt, where folks start off at Beech Hill Park and have to find a variety of items and come back and for a chance to win some prizes. So we're able to do a few things, which is nice. It's a little different than what we've done in the past, and people need to pre-register for essentially everything so that we can limit our numbers and make sure that we're following COVID protocol. But it's definitely nice that we're still going to be able to get outside.
And I suppose you mentioned pre-registration. In the past, probably it was like the more the merrier, can come one, come all kind of thing. But now people do need, even for the day at Beech Hill Park on Saturday, people do need to register in advance with you guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And that's basically just to make sure that we're not going above the requirements for gatherings that the province has out. So right now in Orange, we're allowed to have gatherings up to 50 people. While we were planning, the gathering size at Orange was 25 people. So we've kind of stuck with that 25 rate for now, or limit for now, and then we're going to take a look at wait lists and see if we can open it up to more people once registration closes.
Okay, I see. So
Yeah.
yeah, so there is a good chance if people are on the wait list that they might actually get in.
Yeah, especially with that's not always the case with their programs, but right now where we did plan to keep things lower than what they can be now, I guess. I definitely recommend people put their name on the wait list, and hopefully we can squeeze them in.
I also noticed there's a couple neat events that are like self-guided activities. The a geocache course, and you mentioned the scavenger hunt. Were those designed specially for COVID times?
Yeah, the geocache course, we actually set that up back in the early spring of 2020. When things were really locked down, we were trying to find different ways to encourage people to get outside and use our parks and in a safe way. So we set up a geocaching course up at Beech Hill that essentially takes you throughout the entire park into different places where you probably wouldn't be if you're used to just going for a walk up there. And we thought with Winterfest, it'd be the perfect time to reintroduce that and encourage people to get out and explore the park. And then, there's a couple other things. Nature NB is doing a guided tour as well, up at Beech Hill, and they're basically putting up some interpretive signage around the park to encourage people to go out and learn about the wildlife and the plant life and whatnot in the park as well.
And, you know, things like the Moonlight Snowshoe, if people don't have equipment for that, you can have them covered. Is that right?
Yep, we have a limited number of snowshoes that will be available throughout the weekend. So we've got about 20 pairs or so. And when folks pre-register, we ask them specifically whether or not they're going to require a pair of snowshoes so we can make sure that they're hooked up so that when they show up at the event, there'll be some snowshoes waiting for them.
And that's something that's available all winter long, right, through the town of Sackville?
Yeah, you can call the rink at 364-4955 and book a set of snowshoes for about a week if you need them, or a weekend. And they've been really popular. They're not always available. People are grabbing them constantly, so we're hoping they're all back in time for the weekend here.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, we're looking forward to it. And yeah, congrats on the return to Orange, and I hope we can keep it that way.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully we can get to yellow sooner rather than later too.
All right. Well, happy Winterfest. Take care, Matt. Thanks for taking the time to tell us about this.
No problem. Thanks, Erica.